Chapter 3. Federalism. Here is an important and instructive question. Within reason, does it matter to you how people who live tens, hundreds, or thousands of miles away choose to live their lives? If you call yourself a conservative, or a libertarian, or now a conservatarian, I'd venture that the answer should be no. If you routinely rail against Washington, D.C. and its successes, I'd recommend that it should be hell no. The left and the right tend to answer this question differently because they have contrasting conceptions as to what constitutes the good life. The left's dominant philosophy, progressivism, is built upon the core belief that an educated and well-staffed central authority can determine how citizens should live their lives. Progressives tend to be centralizers not so much because they lust after power for its own sake, although this is a human trait that needs to be watched regardless of one's political views, but because they believe that they have generally applicable answers to problems of great complexity, and because they need everyone on board in order for their concept of a fair society to work. At its core, the progressive worry is that people who are left to their own devices will make poor majoritarian decisions, often at the expense of minority groups, and that the establishment of self-governing enclaves will lead inexorably to economic and social segregation. On matters of race, at least, this has significant historical, if not contemporary, justification. In other areas, it does not. Either way, the fear is pronounced, and it spills expansively into almost all areas. As anyone championing localism of any kind will know, to raise the possibility of returning power to the states is inevitably to be accused of channeling the architects of Jim Crow. In his less guarded moments, President Obama likes to make such a link himself. On the rare occasions that progressives do cheer on local efforts at reform, as they have recently with marijuana decriminalization and gay marriage, their brief is not so much for diversity or local control per se as it is for the specific policies in question, which they hope will either spread from below to become accepted universally or be imposed nationally by fiat. Once they have reached a tipping point, with a majority of states or localities in their favor, the left tends to regard political variation as an ill to be stamped out, not a virtue to be preserved for its own sake. On Bill Maher's show in early 2013, I presented the case against expanding federal gun regulations, noting that New York's